Traditional Podcast episode 107. Round of applause, please. That's what I like. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the You Should Know Podcast, episode 107. If you are new here, if you haven't already, look below, you see that subscribe button isn't pressed. You're wrong. If you look even more below that and you see the comment section isn't fulfilled with your name, guess what? Even more wrong. Go ahead and fill that out. We're trying to get to 1 million subscribers by the end of 2024, and I believe we can do it. We have the best fan base in the entire world. That Discord on Mondays is popping in that watch party. It's popping all the time, 24/7. Join that Discord. We have the best Patreon in the world. Shout out to all the Koala Club members. We have the best merch buyers in the world. Shout out to everybody that copped the merch on the original drop. But we have an announcement for you out right now. We have released more sizes in the new merch and t-shirts. We have 2XL to 4XL available right now. And in the hoodies, we have 2XL to 5XL available right now. Click the top of the bio right now. It's the first link in the bio. Go and click that. 2XL to 4XL, 2XL to 5XL. We love you so, so, so much. Now on to the rest of the episode. The You Should Know Podcast. This episode is brought to you by our friends at Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, our friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And as always, you can use promo code PSH for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Great cause. Great products.
With that in mind, you can perform simple routine self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products you use every single day.
That's important.
Like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra.
Nice.
It makes sense, right?
Yep.
We use these products daily to trim, maintain our boys down there.
We
might
do.
Might as well give it a little self-check while
check,
you're
make
there.
Sure you're good. Make sure everything's all right downstairs.
Make sure everything's good. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every single trim more precise and hassle-free.
Yeah.
Don't like making a mess? Don't worry. This thing's waterproof. Take it right in the shower with you. Hop in there, clean your giblets, shave them up, right down the drain.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable and easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness and giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they will be donating $50,000 to the Testicular Cancer Society. Round of applause for Manscaped. Help save lives and balls by going to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off plus free shipping with code PSH, because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your mentals, your balls, and your chickens. Now on to the rest of the episode. The You Should Know Podcast. We got co-host Cam back in the studio.
That's a booty. Big up. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Dude, I'm not gonna lie, Cameron. I like the way you look today.
Let's rewind 6 seconds. Don't call me Cameron.
Cam Wen.
That's the only time it's acceptable to use my full government. When it's not my real
whenever
government.
Whenever it's a W?
When it's an alias. Yeah. Cam Wen.
Okay, but did you say you negated my compliment towards you?
I didn't mean to. Thank you. You said, do you like the way I look? You like it?
Oh, it's not your outfit.
Oh.
It was more of your face. You got the haircut.
I
you look so good.
Shout out Brooks.
Ooh!
Boy got me right.
Woo!
I finally crossed the little bridge, came over to Brooks. You know, it was smooth.
I'd lick your neck.
And I'm not going to lie, I'd lick yours back. He said I have
my
potential
favorite.
To have a better beard than you. I'm just going to throw that out there.
It's
not degrading your beard. I'm just saying what the wizard himself said.
Because that's what you do.
No.
You are.
He said that. You will always look better than me.
You are Christopher Columbus. Oh. You are an infiltrator.
Oh my God. What do you mean by that?
You are Christopher Columbus. Yes. You come into my relationships that I have outside of you, and then you try to take over. You're like, this is my land.
This
and you try to take
land.
It over.
This is now our bar.
You put disease in my relationships.
You have a better connection? You have the better connection. I have the better beard. I'm just kidding. Your beard is definitely better. He said, long story short, he said, oh, I'm really good with beards. I have this thing with them. Here in about a year, I could definitely see yours being full, better than Peyton's. Word for word.
You want to know why? Because he knows he has me.
Oh, my. What the was that?
I went to church.
It sounds like you went to an opposite church. Sound like a demon. That was.
But what I was saying is because I already have he knows he has me as clientele. He knows he has my undying loyalty, and he knows that you are currently cheating on your hair person.
My hair person,
and he's trying to get
barber.
You. Barber, yo, can
and
I?
There's no cheating. It's done.
Can I?
We broke up.
Did you tell him?
No. You see this? It's a sick way to tell you. I'm not gonna lie. That's a sick way to break up with you. We're through.
Okay, it's not that bad. Me. Cam got his haircut in Ulta. Cam used to get his haircuts in Ulta. Dog, that's where makeup is sold.
Okay. Is that factually accurate? Yes. However, beautiful thing about stories, context. Let's break it down.
You went to a makeup store to get a line up. That's what you did. That's the end of the story.
I went to a woman who sells concealer on a daily basis to give me a fade. Did I get my haircut in an Ulta? Yes. Did it happen multiple times for about an 8-month stretch? Yes. However, this was when we were in JUCO, very small place. She originally worked at a local barbershop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I liked her work. I liked what she did to my skull. Yeah. Okay, she moved to an Ulta. She said, "Come get my haircut here." I said, "Like the back alley? What are we talking about? By the trash can?" She goes, "No. This is a mega Ulta. It has the whole salon in the store."
It's not good.
It's not like I was getting cut up in the damn bum cream section. I was getting a fade in a seat in front of a mirror with a barber box. Everything. She did a good job. Shout out, you forgot your name.
So it obviously wasn't that good. You know Brooks' name.
Wasn't the best cut. I know Brooks. I'll never forget Brooks' name. He did. Wonderful to me.
Okay, but I want to bring up our relationship because that's a consistent topic I want to talk about on the podcast every single week where we're at.
Do you want to marry me?
100%. I've been thinking of different ways. I've hired hitmen for Liv. I've.
That's a sick thing. She does not give a shit.
Oh my gosh, she didn't even hear.
I was saying I want to marry Cam. I really want to.
He said he's hired a hitman to take you out.
Because, okay, I've been on the dark web. I've browsed a couple of things, but like, how can I get her out of here without anybody knowing? Ooh.
I'm not going to lie. If Liv, my wife of almost 2 years now, died.
Good God. I would. You would marry me?
I'd be pretty sad, and I'd probably just like lean into your lap and like fall. I'd fall into your arms.
Oh.
But not that way. I'd be very sad.
You would want me to caress your skull. Okay, and okay, so
I love you, babe. Don't die on me, please.
You've been very mean to me recently.
That's not true.
Right? To the point where I start to reconsider our relationship.
That's not true.
Would you go to relationship counseling with me as two best friends? How would that go? Would you do that with me? Yeah?
Oh my God! What? Oh, would I? But oh, is there a caveat?
What?
Spell caveat. There's no need.
Good morning.
I would absolutely go with you.
Okay.
Put your hand out. I'm going to say it before I shake it. I'm not even going to swindle you.
Okay.
Put your hand out.
Yeah.
I will go with you. If you, Peyton Stephen Goodfade Harden, tell the God's honest, the honest truth.
Okay, what's the honest
about
truth?
Every second.
Okay, shake. But what's the honest truth?
You treat me like a rug. You walk all over me. You spit on me. You verbally accost me.
You like.
You claim it's a form of love, but God, it makes me feel small and sad.
You like my dominance. You like when I dominate you.
No, I do not like when you. I don't like when you dominate me. Jesus.
You don't. It doesn't.
No.
You're like. Oh, thanks.
Okay. God's honest truth.
Yeah.
No. Imagine there's no lights, no cameras.
Okay.
Have I not opened up to you multiple times about the way you love me? That sounds wicked. About the way you show your love toward me. No, stop. I like it. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, have I not? Honestly.
Yeah.
Even though I allude to it as a joke, but it's...
The only thing you say, and you only bring it up on camera.
You know what? Let's just give him an example.
Let's do a relationship counseling right now.
Okay, but let's give him an example first.
Let's do it.
So we're on the phone. All right, bro. Yeah, I'll call you later tonight. We'll lock in the times for tomorrow. Sound good?
All right, bitch.
Hey, bro. Why do you gotta do that?
What do you mean?
I know you say that's your way of loving me, but like, why can't you just be like, all right, bro?
All right, bro.
All right, bro. I love you.
All right.
Oh my God, that's it? That's it? That's it?
What do you want me to do, Cam? Do you want me to buy you dozens of roses every day? That's
like
not
flowers.
How. You don't?
I don't like flowers.
I bought myself flowers the other day. They're rotting in my kitchen right now because I didn't know the water stinks if you leave it too long. It smells like a barnyard in there.
Your disposal doesn't even work.
I got it fixed.
What? Did you?
Yeah, but my toilet's clogged in my kitchen. And it, for about four
that
days
is an
now.
Insane
four
thing.
Days.
If no one know, if no one's seen your layout, my toilet's clogged in my kitchen. That's a you're living in Shrek's shack. If you have a toilet in your kitchen,
I do have a toilet in my kitchen.
You have a bathroom. In the living room that is close to the kitchen.
It's closer to the
kitchen. I'm trying to save you.
I don't know. I don't care what people think about me.
You're like, yeah, I got a piss pot right next to the stove.
A piss pot is funny. But you want to know what I would say in our relationship therapy?
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, let's go.
I am beginning to have trust issues with you.
Oh! You hurt my heart.
You hurt mine. You know why?
Okay,
because the other day,
okay,
you weren't answering my phone calls. You always answer my phone calls.
What day was this?
I don't remember.
We're already on a slippery slope.
I was trying to call you and you weren't responding. I texted you three times in a row. You didn't respond. It didn't even say red. So I care about my boy. I care about my boo-boo.
Okay.
I care about my damn one.
Okay, yes.
And so I wanted to check if you were okay. So I went to our messages and I checked your location.
I didn't even know you had my location.
I've had it forever. You turned it off. Why did you turn your location off?
Okay, if you think I turned my location off on a random whatever day, when have I ever turned my location
That's
off?
That's what I'm asking you.
You think I'm cheating on you and I'm out in the streets?
What are you doing? What else would you need to turn off your location for?
My phone was probably dead.
It wasn't, because you called me right after that.
Then I must have went through a security system upgrade.
And I can check your location right now, and it's going to say no location found. Watch this, Cam Wonderboy. Locating. No Camwin. And we're right here. You have another guy?
No, I don't have another guy.
What's going on?
You're my guy. I guess my location services. Oh my God, I think that is it. I think I turned off my location services.
So Liv doesn't have your location?
No, it's because you have to go through Find My. I did the same thing.
Time out. You thought I was cheating too?
Cam, you're a cheater. That's
what the hell are y'all doing?
You're a cheater.
I was probably sitting right next to you playing with my belly button, probably thinking of you, both of y'all at the same time. So everyone thinks I'm cheating.
Yes, So why don't you go through the extra? You know I have trust issues. You know I have reassurance problems.
I don't even
shut up. Why don't you take the time to make me comfortable, to make me feel secure in our relationship? You know it means a lot to me.
What would the therapist said if you would have got to that octave in front of a licensed therapist?
He likes when I dominate.
What if she would have said, hey, we're...
Oh, I thought you were going to say, well, she said, me too.
God. If we went to a therapist for the first time, she's already giving you winks and stuff, and be like, God, it's a crook. It's a crook therapist. That's a fake badge. He's paying her under the table. I said, I'm in a setup. I'm in a movie.
No, I just thought about kissing you. But just to make ourselves... But I would never, in public. If you asked for it, like, you're at a bad day, funeral, I'd kiss you.
If I actually asked you for a kiss... There's a small percentage of me that thinks you'd go through it.
I would make uncomfortable eye contact you for a while until I knew it's what you really wanted. And I'd be like, if that...
Matter of fact, okay.
Anything for
okay.
the boys.
Okay, let's role play. Here we go.
I like that.
I have a horrible day. Me and Liv get in the biggest argument.
Okay.
I lose a lot of... I don't know.
You don't need her. Come home.
Ruby Lee... Come home is crazy. All right, I get in a big argument with her. Ruby shits on the floor, and I lose $10,000. Okay, worst day of my life, right? That's too soon. It's too recent. It's 11.
It was 11.
It's 11. God, it's in New York. It's
God. That guy got Balenciaga everything. He owns that. You never got that back. Here we go. Sorry.
I never even got an email from him. I never got an email.
Okay.
Regardless, say I have the worst day. I come to you, right?
Yes.
Come home. That's sick. We're sitting there. I'm talking. I go, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because we would never actually do this, but say I did.
Yeah.
Say I go, bro, I need a kiss. Like, I need a pick-me-up kiss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honest to God, what do you do? What do you say in that moment? Do we have an intervention? Do you...
No, honestly, I giggle first. Like, I get a little giddy because I'm like, wow, that's out of nowhere. And then I would make uncomfortable amount of eye contact with you. And if you didn't break it, I knew you meant it.
Okay, say at that point, I'm getting the eye contact. And in my mind, I'm like, oh, shit, he's actually going to kiss me. I was trying to joke and lighten the air. And then I go, you know what? I'm good. But what if you keep coming on to me?
Oh, no, I wouldn't do that. I'm not a creep. If you don't want it, I'm not giving it to you. If you don't want it, I'm not giving it to you. What?
This is just an insane conversation. Why do we do this?
Okay, but I'm bringing that up because I remembered a story. I kissed a guy on a basketball court in the middle of a game in high school on accident. And it's haunted me ever since this day. It was a sold-out arena against our rival. Kissed him right in the mouth.
Please elaborate. Please share this with us.
So it was an accident.
I hope.
So it was a high school game. It was against our biggest rival. And we've been, our schools have been rivals for like a decade.
You kissed your arch nemesis on the lips
on accident.
In front of 2,000 people.
It was a fast break.
That takes skill to kiss someone on a fast break. You're like, oh my God. You were running by and you wanted that extra dunk. You threw him off guard. He said, yo. And you dunked it. That's
no,
sick.
No. So it was packed in there. I have mass anxiety. It like sold out, like standing room only. I've never played in a high school environment like this. College coaches everywhere. So everybody's energy was like on 10. You know, it's like that scrappy basketball. Everybody's flying around, bumping into each other. We were like pinball machines. You know what I mean? We're everywhere. And so I remember we were all jumbled up in the lane. And we were both looking opposite directions, and we didn't know we were this close to each other, and we just turned around and bumped foreheads and kissed. And then I heard somebody in the crowd go, oh, no, what the f-?
They go, oh, hell no, number 12, crazy.
And then
you took off your goggles and...
And the dude I smooched, he makes a scene about it because he was embarrassed. He goes, oh, come on, dog, don't do that. Acting like I was the perpetrator. It's like, we're 50-50. I said, you meant that as much as I did.
I don't know. I think you had an ulterior motive.
No, I swear. Nice lips.
Okay, stop. Oh. Everyone else is throwing bows, grabbing jerseys. You go, oh, fucking. You just kiss the bastard, and you run back to get a dunk. That is sick.
Yeah, no, it was bad.
The You Should Know Podcast.
This episode of the You Should Know Podcast is brought to you by Electric E-Bikes. Do you remember riding a bike as a kid, Cam?
God, it was so
fun. It was
fun.
The freedom.
I felt like just a man.
You know what I mean?
12 years, every bit of 12. Hey, just man.
You just meet up with all your friends on that bicycle. I wish I could get those moments back.
Oh, but you can.
We have recently because Electric E-Bikes sent us over one of their amazing e-bikes, and me and Cam have been using this thing nonstop.
We've been riding it like kids again. It's so much fun.
This spring, get out there and enjoy the weather and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike, with an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Plus, every Electric E-Bike ships free and only requires quick toolless assembly. Y'all saw me do it on Twitch. If I can do it, you can do it.
All right, Pete, now that we've rode the bike multiple times, really got good grips on it,
yep.
Right? Really good grip.
Right on them haunches.
How comfy is it?
It's surprisingly
comfy.
It's kind
of scary how like it immediately just molds to your little tush.
Yeah.
So comfy. I could ride it for hours, and it is so fun.
That's the main thing. It's fun
unreal.
And comfortable. I've been riding around my neighborhood, and everybody's like, what is that thing, Electric E-Bike?
Enjoy up to 150 miles on one charge with Electric's unbeatable long-range options. There's financing as low as $49 per month, plus savings on gas, parking, and maintenance.
Anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation for all riders.
They have the XP Lite, zippy, affordable, great way to start a bike journey.
And they got the Expedition, sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds, Camwin.
Good God. They also have the XP Trike, the first fully foldable, fully assembled electric tricycle with enough torque for hefty payloads.
Getting started with e-bike adventures is easier than ever. It ships free, has quick toolless assembly, and is foldable for easy travel and storage. Same safety regulations and road access as regular bikes.
Go full throttle this spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation.
In most states, license, registration, and inspection are not required, but always check laws in your area.
Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the entire nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com, and please mention that You Should Know Podcast sent you in the post checkout survey. That is electricebikes.com.
Now on to the rest of the episode.
The You Should Know Podcast.
That is, oh my God. Okay. Speak complete turn.
Okay.
Speaking of things that you just thought of, okay, me and Liv were having a conversation, and I said an expression that I've always hated, and it made me ponder.
What's your ponder?
There's a lot of expressions that don't make sense. I hate.
Wait, verbal expressions or like facial expressions?
Verbal, like little quick sayings.
Okay, give me some.
Go break a leg. What the f***? Why do you want me to injure myself? I've always hated that. What is the, like, go break a leg. What if it's, go do good job. Go be your best. Why am I breaking my leg?
Go injure yourself.
Yeah, that, no. But the one that I said, and I caught myself, it was like a moment I was icky. I caught myself saying it, okay. And I went, ugh.
Yeah, yeah.
I was driving, I go, that'll stick out like a sore thumb. Who am I? That's the oldest, whitest thing I could possibly.
You are a goat of the whites, bro, sayings. You'll let a couple rip.
I wrote down. There's two more.
Okay,
I wrote these down. And I need to hear if you have any expressions that you've always, like, always hated. Another one. Oh my God. It's raining cats and dogs. What the f-? Who made that? It has never rained an animal. Beasts have never fallen from the sky. It rains rain, and that's it. I don't care how hard it's raining, it's still raining.
That is a good point.
Who? Like, that... No rain has ever sounded like meow, ever. No rain has meowed on my windowsill.
Well, I'm trying to think of where it would... I think I...
Like, no, seriously, who made that?
I read one time where the break a leg came from. It's because it's a theater thing, and you're a part of the cast. Break a leg, you're in the cast. I think that's where it came from. I think that's where it came from.
What about cats and dogs? What that dumbass made that?
That's called... That's called... Yeah, that's called drugs.
That's called a drug.
That's called you are out of your mind.
Okay.
Give me some.
Last one. I lied. There was two more.
Okay.
I had five total. I thought it was four.
Okay.
ADHD.
Good morning.
Something. Here we go. The proof is in the pudding. I don't even like pudding. Why is the... you like pudding?
I'm a pudding bandit.
I will eat a vanilla pudding... once every quarter decade.
Oh, my God.
Once every 3 years, around that.
What's that pudding with the red lid on it? The red little... You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, the one that comes in a six-pack for a buck?
Oh, my God. Snack some, right? You get that pudding, you open that up, and it's like that nice little coat on top. It's like a little fluffy.
But that's my thing with pudding.
I scoop that with my tongue. I got a tongue spoon.
See, if I tongue spoon that, I'd be gagging.
Really, you're not a pudding.
Gags me.
Really,
it literally gags me.
That's all I am with cheese.
I used to love Jello. I used to be able to just on Jello.
Do it again. Discord.
That was wild. But now Jello pudding, they're all off limits.
That's so strange to me.
I can't do it
because you eat like an old person. You eat McAllister's.
Jalapeno turkey thing.
Oh my God. Okay, keep going. What's another one?
Last one. Beat around the bush.
That makes sense.
Oh, but it doesn't.
It does make sense.
No. It makes sense because we're used to it. I want you to imagine a blank canvas.
Yeah.
There's a bush.
Yeah.
And someone's just going.
Yeah.
Just beating and walking around it. How does that translate to you're not saying it exactly how you
want? I think they get it from carpenters. Whenever they're, what's it called? Landscapers?
Landscapers.
When landscapers, they're beating around the bush. Get into the bush. Get those twigs.
First off, you don't chop in the bush.
I've never done that.
You break the bush down.
Bush.
You break the bush down.
Break the bush down. Manscaped,
do you have any expressions?
No, but
that
I
you hate.
I always try to make expressions.
Oh my God, that's one of my biggest flaws. I hate it. Oh
you try
God,
making that, expressions.
That's one thing I genuinely wish I could just get rid of myself. Oh no, God, that sounded dark. No. Get rid of that trait in
out
myself.
Of yourself. Okay, yeah. Hell. Good God, we need you here.
That was bad.
Wait,
thank
okay.
You, thank you. Love you.
You don't like that you make your own expressions. You don't like being original.
Dude, I do it all the time, but they don't make sense.
That's the point, though.
It's
that's
like
fun.
I'm trying to sound at a higher level than I am, and it's always bad.
I actually thought of one the other day. It's tougher than alligator piss. Tell me that wouldn't catch on in a school function.
My grandfather said, "Stronger than dog breath."
Stronger than dog breath makes sense. Tougher than alligator piss. Say that.
But the piss isn't tough.
It doesn't. It doesn't matter.
It's hard.
Tougher
still urine. It's liquid.
Tougher than alligator piss.
That's tougher than alligator piss.
Yeah.
Boy, that's stronger than a garlic smoothie.
That's fire. I like that. But okay, that makes sense.
That does. Alligator piss doesn't. I love you, and I know you were trying to relate with me, but it doesn't work.
Like whenever I talk about you to strangers, I'm like, he could suck a baseball through a straw. Like that's a good expression that I use for you. You can suck peanut butter through a straw, boy. That's Cameron Kennedy.
You can suck a golf ball through a guard nose. That'd be... No! No, I don't know why. I'm not doing it for that. I was like actually trying to suck a golf ball through a guard nose.
Man,
That's bad.
There's.
I had to say that because I wrote it down and everything. I'm sorry, but I
no, I'm glad you brought that up because that is strange. Why they don't make sense? If you're in the comments right now, can you Google that and put all the answers to these?
Thin the air out for me, please, because they literally don't. It's like I think the biggest flaw I have with that is why did it stick? Think about it. A random guy when there's like it's raining cats and dogs.
You did think of that, like, and how did it catch?
Now Earth is just like it's raining cats and dogs.
It's like the old Spanish trail. Like, the old Spanish trail, whenever they were on the campfire, the old Spanish trail, we talked about this like a year ago, the old Spanish trail, and they come up with stories and they come up with expressions and it just kind of goes on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Old Spanish trails.
Yeah.
But people do concern me. Like, people that think or, like, say those type of things, they do concern me.
Yeah.
A lot of people concern me, like a woman that I saw the other day. You know, people walk their dogs, right? People are big dog lovers. I think some people love their dogs way too much.
I love Ruby.
Way too, like, you have a good relationship. Actually, no, you're a little creepy. You're a little Dahmer-esque with her. You like to feel her rib cage and her blood vessels.
I like to scratch her little belly. It's this big.
Okay, but people are extra strange with their animals. First 100%. Of all, stop posting pictures of you putting your dog down. That's the first thing I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Like, I know you love that mother. No, you had years of alive pictures with them. Stop posting. You're putting them down.
Don't show me you feeding its Hershey Kiss on its last breath. Yeah. Like, I don't want
to
see
that. No one wants to see that.
Show me a picture when it was a puppy.
But this is exactly what I'm talking about. I was driving past an apartment complex, right?
Okay.
Woman was taking her dog out to go poop. Normal thing. She had the baggie in her hand, a responsible owner. God. She was going to pick. I was like, she's going to pick that dog poop off that grass so no one steps in that dog poop. I stepped on a lot of foreign dog poop in my life. It's the worst thing in my life.
I just want to beat it somewhere.
Exactly. There. This woman, I was watching her. The dog was pooping. I love watching dogs do regular functions.
I wouldn't say that too loud again. That's weird. That is.
I don't like watching them poop, but
I like watching poop leave a dog's little nice ass.
They're all hunched and nasty.
They do. They always go like that. I hate, bro. And they're like, Ruby's is so, yeah. Ruby literally goes. And then, oh my God, Ruby, if she has to poop bad, yeah. And like it's like a hard poop,
mm-hmm.
or like a wide too big for her butthole, she has to go like this. She goes.
Oh, she'll open it up. I do that. You never are pooping, right?
You're a beast.
And I don't want to bring poop talk in every episode, but it's us. It's poop talk. Good morning. We're 20 minutes in. It's poop talk. You ever, like, you having one of them that's just brewing in the pot? And it's this one, like, come on, dog. I'm trying to get up. My legs are numb. I've ran out of TikToks. You know what I mean? Get me up. Get me up out of here for the rest of my day.
I gotta go. Yeah.
You ever, and then you get a little.
What are you doing?
You get a little sweaty ass syndrome on the pot, and where it's, your cheek is sticking on the pot.
Uh-huh.
And you use that to your advantage. And you stick that left cheek on that left side of the pot, and you just shift a little bit, so you're open now. You almost get chapped lip syndrome.
You almost get a ripped lip.
You know what I mean? It's almost like you got a piercing. Whenever you wipe, you might get a little extraterrestrial blood.
I have. Extraterrestrial blood. You're gonna get shit blood on there.
Okay, yes. I'm saying this to bring up my point of the dog, what
please
I saw.
Do.
I was
do.
Thinking this woman was gonna be a responsible dog owner, pick up the poop off the grass. She goes under the dog while it's shitting with the doggy bag and is catching her dog shit in her hand.
That's kind of smart.
That is the sickest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Please, God, tell me she had the doggy bag on.
No, she had the doggy bag on.
Oh,
but regardless, I have never loved an animal that much.
Oh, never, never.
Let it fall to earth.
Yeah, Ruby drags her butt on the carpet, and I'm like, hey, stop that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't hit the dog.
No, we don't do that.
I'm like, hey, stop that.
Clap.
Bro, that, come out. Big dog, little dog, small breed?
Medium dog. Like a
max?
Like a dash hound.
Those are small.
What's the dog?
Dash hound's a weenie dog.
What's the target dog?
Oh, God.
Is that a pit bull?
A little weird. With the long face,
yeah, one of those. It was a weird little dog, but it was medium sized and it was hunched. And she was grabbing tail. She was grabbing tail with the bag, catching it. That dog was like, "Thanks, mom."
She grabbed tail.
I had 911 pulled up on my phone, and I was like, "This woman doesn't belong in free society."
In society, I would be comfortable putting some of my own hard. Earned money on the fact that she tongues that dog. She kisses that dog in the mouth.
You do that to your dog, though.
No, I do not.
Yes, you do. You put Ruby's whole snoo in your mouth. I've seen it with both
my
eyes.
To be funny, and
it's not funny. It's weird.
I don't actually do it. I've done it a couple times to be funny. Until I go, look, Ruby, what if we did this? And then I take a breath. Golly,
Cam, you know what?
No, that woman like goes to sleep. Her dog sleeps next to her, and she literally goes.
Oh, okay, I'm stopped.
That's what that one was.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. If you're that comfortable and open doing that, what is her home like?
This does matter as well.
What?
Was it a boy or a girl dog?
I didn't check his genitalia.
You didn't see a pecker?
Oh, I didn't see anything. I was more concerned with the woman catching dog feces in her hand.
Is it better
holding
a
tail?
Is it better if the dog mom is doing that for a girl dog or a boy dog? Boy dog's weird to me. Boy, that's weird.
I don't think it matters. I think it's an animal. That the fact that you're catching animal poop for no reason. What is the point of that?
No, literally, let it touch and then pick it up.
I don't think gender matters on that. That's so strange.
If
Andrew
it's a girl dog, it's not as weird for me. I'm not gonna lie. If she's doing it to a boy, I think that dog and her are in love. If she does it to a boy dog, I think they're in love.
What is the weirdest thing you've seen somebody do with their animal? The people like animals too much.
I mean, most uncomfortable, not weirdest, but most uncomfortable, I've seen someone literally pick up their lab and sling him in a pool.
Like, that's just strange. Just that's sad.
That is sad.
I'm
like,
talking about weird, like cringy, not illegal.
It was to get him to swim and to swim back. He was practicing, but I'm talking.
I have a story about a dog that I can't say on the internet, but I'll tell y'all after.
Please do.
This guy is Dexter. Like, you remember the story of Old Yeller?
I almost don't even want to know.
You don't, but I'll tell you after.
I mean, Liv's aunt's dog wears a diaper 24/7.
That's fine. If the dog has bowel problems.
Oh, he doesn't.
Oh, she just wants that to be a baby?
Literally has it in a diaper. He has 6 interchangeable diapers.
See,
it's like, take him outside.
The You Should Know Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at BetterHelp.
P, I got a question.
I have an answer.
How is your social battery right now?
It drains low pretty quick.
It drains low pretty quick. You need a recharge or something?
Sometimes.
You know what can help with that?
Tell me.
BetterHelp.
Hmm.
There's this misconception that therapy is only for people that have dealt with a ton of
trauma.
Of hardships.
Yeah.
Therapy is an amazing, useful tool for every single person.
Yeah, I think the brain, like a muscle, you should exercise it. And therapy, especially with BetterHelp, is the right way to exercise that muscle.
100%. Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
I've actually been getting a lot of DMs from fans of the You Should Know podcast that have been using BetterHelp after hearing this ad read.
Yes.
And hearing their testimonies, it's amazing. And
beautiful.
And the great thing about BetterHelp is it's entirely online. It's designated to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your needs. All you got to do, just fill out this brief little questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time, no additional charge. It's convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. I love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/YSK to get 10% off your first month. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/YSK.
Now on to the rest of the episode.
The You Should Know Podcast.
I think there needs to be a genuine study done on these people that act this way towards animals. And I think there needs to be a genuine study on people that like murder dogs and skydive. You know what I mean?
Like they have to enjoy both of those, or just either or?
Either or. If you genuinely are a murder doc person, and if you are genuinely a skydive person, I have a theory about these kind of people.
Okay, let's go to skydive first.
Skydive first?
I like murder dogs.
Okay, and that explains it, because you are my test subject number one, because you are a psychopath. You have human ribs in your freezer. You asked me if you could collect my fingers when I die.
I boil ribs with water for stew. Skydiving, go to hell. Like, literally, if I'm not jumping out of a plane, I don't care if I have an extra parachute. I don't care if I have a life jacket and the water's soft. I don't care. I don't care. No.
I think people that skydive either have their life is going too well, or it's going so bad.
So bad, yeah. It's like they're skydiving to shake something up.
Exactly. If you're people that are doing too well in life, like they have no concerns or problems or like adversity in their life.
They're like, let's go jump out of a plane.
Yeah, let's go risk our lives.
Exactly.
And the people that are doing horrible in life, they're like,
it's like, if that shit doesn't open, I'll be fine. That's so bad.
Like, no one's had a normal life. It's like, I like skydiving.
Like, would we ever just go on a plane and jump out?
No.
I would ever.
That doesn't make sense to me.
Bro, that's actually a fantastic, like, that could almost, you could make a scientific published, like, article.
Well, I have an award in college. Oh, I have proof now for you. I have proof now. My mom texted me this. Oh, my God. Here we go. My mom texted me this. She was going.
She sent a picture of the award?
No, it's an award that I didn't even know I got. I got an award from Seminole, our college, and I was a dumbass whenever we were in college together. She sent me this, and she goes, I'm still proud of you to this day. I was like, what are you talking about? A letter from Seminole State College. Dear Peyton, On behalf of Seminole State College administration, faculty, and staff, I would like to personally congratulate you on your outstanding academic accomplishments in the fall 2017 semester. Your semester grade point average has qualified you to be a member of the Vice President's Honor Roll.
So not even the real president's honor? Your extraordinary AB efforts, your just even keel grades have been fantastic for us to watch and follow.
But the whole internet thinks I'm a dumbass. 90% of y'all losers don't have that from your college.
That was mean, but he's spitting facts.
I'm talking about the people that are mean to me. I'm mean back.
Oh, that's warranted. That's warranted.
Yeah. You got that for real? Oh, no, but in
wait, is my wife dumb? Why'd you say it like that? He said, wait, you got it. Oh,
it's not the best teammate to have. I'm saying, like, but in my other college, I did get it for sociology and English.
That's good. That's nice.
But murder doc people.
Yeah. Skydiving?
Skydiving, either you're doing too well, too bad.
Murder doc.
I think this is going down a rabbit hole. I'm putting my tinfoil hat on. Tinfoil hat is conspiracy theory, people.
See, that's that expression shit again. I've never once made a cap out of tinfoil.
No, but you know, there's like people that go to the woods and put tinfoil hat. That's what it comes from. Like those real conspiracy theory people. And
there's real human beings that go to the forest and use foil to make caps.
No, I'm just saying, it's more of like a character. Like those are the characters of those people that put the tinfoil hats on.
Okay, go.
My tinfoil hat theory about murder docs, right? Okay.
I'm going to be honest if this is me.
I think there is a real psychological problem with people that look forward to murder documentaries. I think it's a genuine psychological problem because it's not a show.
Yeah.
That's real people.
Okay.
That got mutilated in their homes and they're like, I think it's making these bad people like stars. I think it's bad.
It is definitely that. That's like the biggest complaint. Okay, first off, before I lose my train of thought, I am now happy to say I'm not those people. I don't look forward to them. I don't search them. But like, if it's like trending on Netflix, like it's the number three show in the country, I'll watch it.
I don't
see, but that's different. You gotta admit that's different. I'm not sitting.
It's
here,
so strange.
I'm not
to
sitting
me.
Here putting on crime junkie podcasts. And
no disrespect.
No, none
we
at
love
all.
Crime
I'm just
junkies.
Saying, like, I'm just saying I don't listen to it on a daily. Watch it on a nightly. Like it's like if it's trending, I'll tune in. With that being said, I 100% agree with you, bro. I think like it casts light in the wrong direction. Like it's doing it toward the killer, toward the serial killer, toward the murderer.
It's like how they got away with it, the psyche of them.
How they were this feng shui person, and attractive, and it allowed them to kill. It's like, bro.
And let's get into the business side of it. With all these different crime shows, podcasts, documentaries, you got to think, there's a boardroom of people. Like, let's take these streaming services. There's a boardroom of people that are vetting how brutal these things are. Like, oh, they didn't do enough. Or like, if a new thing happens, oh, we're going to make it, like, we got to wait for this trial to go out. And like, while the trial is going on, while this family is grieving, you're putting out the storyline and the script to whenever you put this doc out. Like, you're monetizing
on other people's sorrows.
And I doubt, I don't know for sure,
the family gets
the family gets
all.
Anything
nothing.
Or a say so in anything. Like, I don't want crime pictures of my daughter that got mutilated on Netflix.
Okay, devil's advocate. CBS is going to do this documentary, whether you agree to it or not. So it's going to go out, but they offer you a small percentage if you're just openly willing for it. Would you take that?
It's not even
would that help anything.
I'm talking about the first step. The fact that they're even trying, like they're like, we're going to put this out regardless of what you say.
It's creepy, yeah.
Like while this thing is going on, we're thinking of how we can monetize this, how the storyboard is going to go. That's insane to me.
No, that's sick. But if that was your daughter, if that was your son or daughter, like would the money help in any way, shape, or form?
I'd take it, but it wouldn't help. It would make me feel better.
That's the biggest thing. People think getting paid off. Like by the government or something after a crazy crazy disaster, like they think that brings closure. They're like, oh, they'll be good. They just got paid $15 million. They lost their kid.
Yeah,
there's zero closure.
And my biggest fear in life is getting arrested for something I didn't do,
bro.
That is my biggest fear. Like I cannot imagine. I see these things of like people. This dude got arrested for 25 years,
and comes out and.
I'm going back because I'm killing everybody.
Literally.
I'm killing everybody that put me in jail.
Okay, you just opened something up in me. If I was ever to be a lawyer, it'd be for those people. Because that shit is so Like, that actually hurts my soul.
I can't imagine that.
Bro, we're 25.
Mm-hmm.
We have been alive for 25 years. There's some people that have been falsely accused,
yeah,
served 30 years in prison,
mm-hmm,
come out when they're 54 years old.
They get like 10 mil, and then they're like...
Bro, some of them don't even get that money.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They get like $1 million.
I thought it was going to happen.
He just missed out on 3 decades of, yeah, building a family, building a career, having his own thing, living his own life.
I thought it was going to happen to me recently, because I thought my house got swatted at 6 a.m. I swear to God. I thought my house got swatted because I was in my bed, right, sleep, booty butt ass naked. My cheeks were out. I was not in any defense mechanism. Like, I couldn't defend myself. If they came and broke down the door, my willy's out. They might make eye contact with it.
Take a picture too.
I have a defense mechanism. If somebody breaks into my house, like a group of people, I'm already butt ass naked. I'm always naked in my house. I'm just gonna bend over and make a wink. You don't want to grab me like that.
Oh, imagine getting shot right in the asshole.
Oh God, that's a different pain I've never even thought of.
Okay, but imagine
you go, get back. You're like, watch out.
Okay, but
with extreme accuracy.
Imagine that if you're going to say, put your mind in the headspace of a robber, right? You're coming to rob my house, right? You know, that's Peyton's house. We're gonna go rob him. You kick down my door, boom. You look up. And you just see my balloon not winking at you. You're done. Your agenda's done. There's no way you want any of my belongings.
I definitely leave your freak ass where you are. I probably barricade your door and take as much as I can on the 2 lower levels.
So I thought I was getting swatted. So it was 6 a.m., booty butt ass naked. I was prepared to defend myself. I put myself over the edge of the bed like this. And I was like, come in this door if you want some. You're going to make eye contact with all the inside of me. You're going to see my small intestine through the back.
You're going to see my farts. You are going to watch it leave me.
And anytime like I bend over like that, it's like an air freshener, like a negative air freshener. My whole room is going to smell like that. It's going to get into the walls, the carpet, like that shit. You don't want that.
A negative air freshener. We got to coin that.
They're going to walk in. Give me. Oh, what the
fuck? Just get out. A negative air freshener. That is. Oh, that's. See, now that's an expression. That should be a real thing. He has a negative air freshener.
So the reason I thought I was getting swatted, right? I was sleeping, and I hear, you know, on a blowhorn, right? The ones you put up to use at like sporting events and marathons, like the blowhorns.
Yeah.
And you know, you can press a button and it makes a siren.
Yeah, it's like. Rrr.
I heard that about 3 times outside of my house. It sounds like he's right in front of my house, and I was like, "What the?" I was like, "I don't know. My neighbors are weird." I saw one of them get tied up.
In your neighborhood, never.
So
I live in Arkham.
So then I heard the boop, 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 and then I hear, "Hurry, sir!" Somebody's talking, but I couldn't make out what they were saying. Carry scarf, feel sorry, card. Whip, whip, whip. Hurry, scarf, feel sorry, card. Whip, whip, whip. Hurry, scarf, feel sorry, card. I'm like, who the f*** is talking to me? And then I heard, boom, boom, boom. And so that's when I got into
someone's in your home.
And then so that's when I got like this, right? And I was like, if you want some, come get some. And I waited like this for 2.5 minutes. And then the smell got so putrid, I had to close back up.
No. The craziest part about that whole thing is when you're waiting right there, your man is just sitting. And I hope.
It was cold in there.
Okay.
That was tight.
I was about to say, I hope it's close and personal. If you're sitting there morning wood,
Bruce. I think people would be highly disappointed if I got swatted. Like this, if the FBI came into my door, I don't think, like, they wouldn't think I'm a criminal.
Bro, they would be in so, they'd literally be like, what the f-? The first thing, matter of fact, I'm going to give a SWAT,
mm-hmm,
a recreation if you got swatted. Freeze, boom, they come in. What the f***? Oh, God. First floor clear. There's a lot of trash right there, but let's go up. Go. What the f***? What is this? There's so many liquids. I know he has people in here. What's all this cardboard? He's doing something. It's him. Go to the third. They get to the third. He has French doors. Kick them both open. He's butt. Naked Craig! It's butt naked Craig! It's him! We got the bastard! And you're just sitting there. And then after that, they see a Diet Coke and 3 kitchen knives. They go, yeah, it's him! Put him on the ground! That's what would happen. Oh my God. No, you're right. You'd get arrested. You would get arrested if you got swatted. You've done nothing wrong and they're taking you in. A butt naked man with 16 16 cardboard boxes, kitchen knives everywhere, enough liquids to feed a village, and you're butt naked. You're out of there.
But if I have a defense mechanism past my negative air freshener, not with cops because I wouldn't do that. But if I was trying to get jumped, I'm pissing on everybody. It's a golden shower. It's a golden. I'm like no. Tell me you're not gonna you're gonna grab that.
You have a. So you mean to tell me you have a Tommy gun? What was that?
I have strong stream syndrome.
You have triple S.
I have strong stream syndrome.
Strong stream syndrome.
Yeah, and you know I got bad PPD, so there's always extra dribbles when I think I'm done.
They are cuffing you up. You're trying to wiggle it out of shoes.
I'm like, you know when those painters, they splash the paint at the canvas? That's me and my penis.
It's like the modern art. There's like... Sorry, I missed you. Oh, God.
What's your defense? Okay, it's either that or I lay on my back.
I'm like this. Bro, you're going out like a bitch.
Get away. That.
You'd lay on your back and go, it's not me.
No, even if it was me, if I'm getting jumped, right? Hey, blood, run them chains. I'd be like,
I'd literally go, I'd go full Caucasian. You got the wrong guy. You're going to hear from my lawyer. That's a my.
You know my. That is.
Like, do you know who my father is? And they go, who, Mike? And I go, ah, damn. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think of. The only thing I can conjure in the moment. I'd be like, you're making a big mistake, buddy. So, you want to touch my hand? Do it. That's another lawsuit. Do it. Do it. Do it.
I'll own your ass.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting pissed on my
hope you like that house. When I get out, it's mine. That'd be me. Just straight threats. Empty threats at that.
Yeah, I think we'd be bad if we got jumped. You're going okay, lawyer. I'm going pissing.
No. That's with federal law enforcement. That's with FBI. If we're just getting jumped in the street, I'm pulling out a couple safety mechanisms first. I'm going to try to trick them as if I have way more skill than I actually do. I hit them with all right, bet.
You're going to pretend you know some shit.
I do. Oh, I'm pretending I'm a black belt.
I think you're going the wrong approach.
Oh, no.
Because you have something wrong up here. You need to go full crazy mode.
No.
You need to go, scratch your face off.
You don't want it! You! Oh, I've been waiting! Oh, you picked the wrong guy, pal! Let's do it! And then I slap myself. And then I rip my shirt off my chest. And I'm like,
and if we're together, I'm pissing on
you're
the other
pissing
one.
Pissing on him, I'm like, hey, yeah, you want this? You want his piss all on you? You want that? Oh, you picked with the wrong crew, pal.
That's what I'm going. And they would be like, we don't want to fuck with these guys.
Yeah, and I go, yeah, you better not. And we turn around and I go, oh, thank God, man.
And I'm like, I still got more coming.
Yeah, you're sitting there wiggling it off. I'm catching my breath. God. That is a dynamic duo in its own regard.
We'd be the best tag team. Oh.
The You Should Know Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at Liquid IV.
With that summer feeling running wild, you need hydration that keeps you up with every single moment. A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration extraordinary. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness.
I love Liquid IV. You know, they send a lot to the house. Mm-hmm. I love it so much because I need to be hydrated. You know I have a hydration problem, but not anymore because of Liquid IV. And they send those sugar-free packs. It's so simple. You get the pack, you rip it, you pour it into the water, shake it up a little bit, you drink it, you're hydrated, and it tastes good. Good morning to you.
I've been on white peach heavy.
Oh, I've been on the green grape. The green grape is my favorite. You know I'm a green grape type of guy.
One of my favorite parts about Liquid IV is that you can literally take it anywhere, everywhere, at any time.
That's a fact.
Single little stick, go in the pocket, go in the purse, go in the satchel, backpack, doesn't matter.
Anywhere you want.
You can be hydrated wherever you want. Liquid IV makes it easy to stay hydrated.
Liquid IV is the number one powered hydration brand in America.
3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks.
Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick plus 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone.
8 vitamins and nutrients, non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy, with no artificial colors or sweeteners.
4 delicious sugar-free flavors, white peach, green grape, raspberry, melon, and limon lime. A zero sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners. Clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone.
Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com. And use our code YSK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code YSK at liquidiv.com.
Now on to the rest of the episode. You know one thing I learned about myself? When you dropped the 24-hour Day in a Life documentary of me, right?
There's a lot to learn from that damn video.
And so...
gassy bastard.
I've always known I have a shit problem. I have loose bowels. I have a loose hole.
Loose stink.
You know what I mean? I let that thing breathe, if you know what I mean. It's a negative air pressure.
Yeah, it's a let's move past that. We're done with the poop talk.
That's the first time I've been able to watch myself through a 24-hour period. Mm-hmm. Like, that's scary to watch.
You're scaring me with what you're about to say.
Well, one of the things I learned about myself is I've known this, though, but having to face it was the hard part. I am most self-conscious in a drive-thru. I always feel like I'm inconveniencing the person that is, like, taking my order. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like I am bothering them with my request.
But what do you do? You probably are. But what makes you think that?
Like, you never feel like you're asking for too much?
I am paying for whatever I'm about to... Did you just fart in the middle of that?
Three times.
My point's three times? Four. But no, I'm paying for whatever I'm going to ask to, so I'm going to ask for whatever
I want. Okay, but watch this. You be the say we're at McDonald's. Okay. That's where I go for drive-thru. Often. Say you're the drive-thru person, right?
Okay.
All right, I'm driving. I pull up.
All right. Hi, welcome to...
First day of the job, huh?
Hi, welcome to McDonald's. What can I get for you?
Okay.
Excuse me?
Stop.
Why are you being rude?
Can I get a number 3?
Okay.
Large.
Okay.
With large fries, too.
Is that it? Is that going to be it?
A large Diet Coke.
Okay, so a large number 3 meal. Gotcha. Will that be all?
No.
All right.
Barbecue sauce.
Is that a pig in your car? Do you need a pup cup for the pig? Okay, barbecue sauce on the combo. Will that be all? Sir, you got to feed that oinker. You got to feed your livestock in the car.
Okay. More pickles.
You want a side order of pickles?
On the burger, please.
More pickles on the burger. Okay. Sir, I don't know if I'm inclined to ask this. Are you crying through the drive-thru right now? There's a pig or you're crying. It's either or.
It's a lot for me.
You want a lot of food? What else do you need?
You had bacon on the burger, too.
I'll add bacon. Sounds good, sir. Will that be it?
That's it.
That's it.
This time.
This time? That's it.
Easy ice, actually.
Easy ice on your drink.
You see what I mean?
Okay, yeah, that's bullshit.
Exactly.
That would piss me off, too.
I feel like...
Say it with some cadence. Hey, can I get a... What'd you order? Number 3?
Number 3, large.
Hey, can I get a number 3 large combo easy ice on the Diet Coke? Let me add some bacon and extra pickles.
Barbecue
that took
sauce.
7 seconds. Let me get some barbecue sauce.
Okay, but I feel like I'm giving them too much information if I don't break it into their into their questioning.
When you break it up, all it's doing is adding the awkward silence, and that's why you get flustered.
Okay, but watch this. If I were to do it all at once, can I get a number 3 large fry, large Diet Coke, extra pickles, barbecue sauce, easy ice on the Diet Coke?
Forgot your bacon.
And with extra bacon.
Sir, you got bacon in the passenger seat. You got a pig with you. But if they can't take that, that's on them. The way you're doing it is currently on you. Hey, can I get a number 3? Large fries with it. What do you want to drink? Oh, I was going to say my drink. Diet Coke. Is that it? No, let me... Bacon and pickles and... easy ice on the drink. All right, that'll be 13... barbecue sauce for the... Like, you're saying... It's like you're f***ing them up. You're messing them up consistently. The guy probably hates you. He probably gets to the window, he's like this. It's $14. He hates dealing with you.
And have you ever dropped your card on the way to hand it off to the drive-thru?
You have not dropped your card.
I drop everything. The handoff... I suck with hand shit. Recently, we've been meeting fans... I don't Tuesday. Know what it is. Tuesday. What's up, brother?
Bro, you've dropped your debit card.
I've dropped drinks. I went to Sonic, and I got a lot of food. I got chili cheese dog, 12-foot, big glizzy, Drake style.
That's what you can't.
I had the popcorn nuggets. I had the tater tots with cheese, and I had the french fries. And a burger. And
who are you feeding?
Me. When I'm really depressed, I can eat.
That sounds like you just ordered like your family's meal from a concession stand.
But I fridged half of it for the morning. Perfect. If I know tomorrow's gonna be a big anxious day, I wanna say you never know you have a big anxious day the next day. Like tomorrow is going to be rough to get up. You know what I mean?
Oh, I love you. You are unapologetically you. I have never once intentionally ordered food because I know I'm going to have a rough day the next day. I've never done that. That has never gone through my head.
So you've never had like a scratchy throat and the next day, I know I'm going to be sick the next day?
So I stock up on fast food.
No, that's an analogy.
Cold in a fridge.
That's an analogy. That's me with my brain and my anxiety. I know tomorrow I will see gray. I will have heart palpitation. I will be glued to my sheets. Like, I know it's a big movie day tomorrow.
My phone will not leave my hand.
No.
It cannot leave my hand.
Yeah. And I woke up the other day and I had that moment. I didn't get the day before, I didn't have the, like, I know tomorrow's going to be a sad day. So it surprised me when I woke up. And as soon as I woke up, it was raining in my room, clear as shit outside. In my room,
great.
Tsunami. And I want to experience an earthquake because I want to see how my ass jiggles.
Wait. You want to be in a natural disaster to see if you can twerk. That's what you just said.
Just to see if I got...
You want to be a part of something that can take lives to see your butt move.
Earthquakes can't take lives. Earthquakes kill people?
Okay, let's dive
into this. No, dead ass.
Let's dive into this.
I've never experienced one.
Earthquake shakes enough, building drops down. No one can get harmed from that?
No, that. I get that. And that's wrong. And I... God bless if that's happened to you.
But you want the earthquake so you can... You want the earthquake so you can just sex.
So I can see if I look like Coi Leray in the mirror. As soon as I feel an earthquake, I'm getting butt ass naked. I'm getting in front of a mirror and I'm like, am I Coi Leray today? You know what I mean? I want to see on the scale to Coi Leray to Meg the Stallion. Where's Peyton Land?
Oh, you can never be Meg. You can never be Coi. Coi is a fantastic. That is a fantastic comparison for you.
For me?
Thin frames, skinny. You could probably move like Coi. You'll never be a stallion. You'll never be Houston Hottie Meg herself. Never. The You Should Know Podcast.
This episode is brought to you by our friends at Rocket Money.
Did you find any subscriptions that you didn't even know you were paying for or maybe doubled up on something?
Gyms, streaming services, everything in the world. I have so many subscriptions that I didn't even know about, but I got it taken care of because of...
Rocket Money.
Woo! Did you know that nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about 3-4. You know what I mean? The regular amount. Once I got into Rocket Money, I was like, what is happening in my bank account right now? I was paying for so many subscriptions each month between streaming services, fitness apps, and delivery services. It was never ending. Thanks to Rocket Money, I am no longer wasting money on the ones I forgot about.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
I can see all of my subscriptions in one place. If I see something that I don't want, Rocket Money can help me cancel it with a few taps.
Rocket Money will even try to negotiate lower bills for you by up to 20%. All you have to do is submit a picture of your bill, and Rocket Money takes care of the rest. They'll deal with the customer service for you. Rocket Money has over 5 million
certified.
5 million users
certified.
And has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
Stop wasting money on things that you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/YSK. That's rocketmoney.com/YSK. And one more time for you in the back. It's rocketmoney.com/YSK. Now on to the rest of the episode.
The You Should Know Podcast.
You see, that's another thing. We argued in the car. That pissed me off.
You screamed at me in the car the other day. You screamed
for good reason.
For no reason.
For good reason. Explain to them.
We were literally in the car. I'm on the phone. I said, yes, we are riding to the house. We're riding in the car to the house.
Who? Okay. Were we in an Uber?
No.
Who's driving?
We're in a car. You're driving.
So am I riding in the car or am I driving the car?
Are you in something that's moving and it is riding? You are controlling it.
No, that makes no sense. What you just said, and it's riding?
We are riding in the car.
You're my passenger princess. You're my little sweet thing to my right. Okay. I was holding your thigh and tickling you a little bit.
No, you weren't.
I grabbed the inside of your knee and I twiggled.
You are controlling the car.
I'm driving it.
You are driving the car.
So I'm not riding in it.
You are still riding in the car.
No, riding, you have no responsibility but to sit there and enjoy the ride. I am driving the car. I'm not riding in the car. I am driving the car. You can't drive and ride the car.
You are controlling where the car goes, but us being in the car itself, we are riding in the car. We, as a collective, are riding in this car.
Okay.
There's one person controlling it. That was you.
Okay.
Captain of the ship. You're still on the ship. You're still in the voyage.
Okay, watch this. You ever seen a Lambo go by and you seen like, oh, bro, what do you say? oh, bro, that dude's riding in a Lamborghini.
I go, why the f*** is there a Lambo in Little Elm? That's what I say. But no.
What do you say?
Look at that sick car.
You're a vindictive little bastard. That's
because I'm not in it. The scenario I said makes sense to me, and it is factually accurate. I said we are riding in the car.
We are not.
There's someone driving it.
Payne is driving the car.
Is your ass in the seat?
You said I'm riding the car. I'm riding in Payne's car.
Okay.
That's what you say.
We're going to openly, I'm going to allow you to yes or no me.
Okay.
Only if you yes or no back.
Okay.
And I'm going to go first.
Go ahead.
And I'll answer any of yours.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yes or no, is your butt in a seat?
Yes.
Yes or no, are we in a car going from A to B?
Yes.
Okay. When you're in something, such as a motor vehicle, and you're going from A to B, when you are blanking the road, would that be considered riding?
I'm riding the road?
Not the road. You're riding to the location.
I'm driving to the location. I was driving to the location. You're riding to the location.
You are in a ride.
Okay. Okay. Say this. Honestly, yes or no? Honestly, don't be a little vindictive little prick.
I'm not watching.
I've never used that word. That's so fun. That prick.
Sharp. That was sharp.
Prick.
Prick's like calling someone bastard. Just funny insults.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Okay. Would you say riding in an Uber is the same as driving your car? Yes or no?
If I can only say yes or no, I'd say no.
So, the argument is over, and I've won. And now you kiss my feet and you say, sorry, dada.
Sorry, dada?
Give me uppies. Sorry, daddy. Say it. You say it to me in private.
Am
say
I
it to me.
Squeezing your nipples? What nipple do you have to where I'm like that? You have a handlebar nipple. Give me uppies.
Give me uppies, Papa. That's what you got to say now.
What is uppies?
Uppies. You never asked for uppies as a kid? You pick you up. Mama, pick me up. I want uppies, Mommy.
Yeah, Mom, pick me up.
If you're at that point where you can function a sentence that well, you don't need to say, Mom, pick me up. You need to be walking your bitch ass along. What are you talking about?
I've never gone... Uppies.
What'd you say whenever you were a kid and you wanted your mom to pick you up?
Up.
Lisa, lift.
Yeah, up. Me now. Up. Ceiling, touch me up now. That's what I say. Up.
I remember my parents used to like discipline me in grocery stores. Did yours?
Dude, I threw up one time off vanilla wafers. I got one quick spanking, then a mouth rub.
Wait, what? In a store?
In Walmart, in the middle of the aisle.
You were stealing vanilla wafers in the store?
No, my mom was an advocate. We're going to pay regardless, but if you want a snack now, you can eat it. I'm going to pay for it.
Oh, okay.
So we get vanilla wafers. I open them.
Why'd you get spanked for that?
Because I threw up.
So for a bodily function, your parents disciplined you?
No, but that's the part you don't understand it. I downed the entire package at maybe 4 years old.
You've been a farm animal.
The entire... I was like this. The whole pack, and then it's gone. The reason I got whooped, it was a singular spank, and it was from Lisa, so it was like this.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, Karen.
Yeah, this hurts me more than it hurts you. I'm like, just give me some water. I'm like, I'm drowning in my throat. The reason is because I never said my stomach was hurting.
Oh, you're trying to fight through.
I was just quiet like this, and I just went in the middle of the eye, all over, cart and everything.
See, I remember my parents, they would give me that talk in the car when we get in here. We're coming here for what we are coming for. Don't touch nothing. Don't ask for nothing. That's not on this list.
That's hot. That's fire.
What? Oh, you just call my dad hot?
No, that's a strange thing. I didn't mean. I meant like
that. You like dominance?
No,
I told you. I told him no.
I'm saying I like that. As a parent side, I'd like to do that. Hey, you're not touching shit. We're here for bread, eggs, milk. Getting back
exactly.
Don't touch no G.I. Joe. Don't touch no Roomba. Don't touch anything.
But I would see the WWE bumps, and I would be like, I want to be John Cena. I want to be the Heartbreak Kid. You know what I mean? I want to be Randy Orton.
I like when you do that.
So I would touch stuff, and my brain has always been a little flustered.
Oh.
So I'd touch stuff, and I'd go to the vlogging cameras, and I'd be like, Shane Dawson. You know what I mean? And so I remember my parents would discipline me in a grocery store. They didn't give a shit who was watching. Discipline, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very embarrassing. You ever got spanked in the bread aisle with compadres of your age going by and they're watching and you're trying to hold that tear in?
Never once.
But I remember me and my mom were in a Target one time, and my mom don't play about kids talking back. Never has. I've learned that from a young age.
Your mom doesn't play about much.
And so don't talk back is the number one thing I've learned as a kid. And so I was a grown kid. I was like 9, 10, right? Mm-hmm. And there is a mother disciplining her child. Now, her family and my family was different for cultural reasons, right? Okay. They just didn't look the same as us.
Yeah. Reno, use your imagination.
So the mom was trying to discipline her child in the front of the store in the clothes aisle. The kid goes, "Mom, don't make me hit you."
You should have saw the look on Arnita's face.
She damn near struck you simply for being his age. She said, "Boy, I wish you." She felt the pain of that mother and the disobedience of that child, and she goes, "Pick me up, better." Yo.
Yeah, no.
Mom, that is top tier wild.
Mom, don't make me hit you. Yeah, bro. Imagine if I would have said that to my mom, I wouldn't have graduated high school.
You would have been in a Undertaker tombstone in the middle of the bread aisle. Your mom would have flipped your little skinny ass and just right on the skull.
It's always overhearing shit that makes me so confused. Like I overheard the other day, old people do this, and I don't know if it's a thing of our generation. People that say it's a quarter till this time, that shit has always angered me.
Why? That's some of those.
What's a quarter? I didn't learn this till this year. A quarter doesn't mean 25 minutes. It's a quarter past 9:25.
Completely wrong. Completely wrong.
What is it? So it's 15?
Correct.
What? Tell me how does that make sense? Explain that to me.
Because you're thinking straight to currency.
Yes.
A quarter is a fourth. That's all a quarter is.
Well, okay.
A quarter is a fourth of anything. It's a fourth of anything. Don't think of the actual.
I don't understand
A fourth. A quarter of 10 is 2.5.
2.5, 25. Where is this 15 coming? Yeah, where is 15 coming from?
60. An hour is 60 minutes, so if you break it into fourths, a quarter
25,
is 15.
50. When did we start speaking in currency? Like, when I say it's $1.30 until 18? What am I supposed to say? Like, what is... It's $1.30 till noon? Who are we?
It's $1.30 till 18. If you fused currency and military time, people are going to think you just walked out of a spaceship. You go, it's $1.30 till 19 takeover. No.
You know, it's 2 pesos till class starts. What are we doing?
A quarter. It's a fourth. It's not. Get the coin out of your mind.
But okay, what is
get
a quarter? Okay.
Rubbish out of your mind.
If I were to say, what's a quarter right now? What would you, honestly to God, what would you say? What's a quarter?
A sense of currency in the United States of America.
What's the value of a quarter?
25 cents.
So why am I looked at stupid for whenever I said 9:25?
Because it's a quarter is a representation of a quarter of something.
You don't think that needs to change?
So it started a quarter of a dollar is 25 cents, but there's four of them. That's why they're cutting quarters. Basketball game, whole game's four quarters, quarter.
You're giving me PTSD of algebra. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Just it's any increment. You just split it in fourths. It's not money. It's not transactional.
I'm just saying, I think we need to come up with better terms.
No.
Because a quarter till 11,
no.
It's 9:45.
It's first off, it's 10:45. Jesus. No, you need to step out of your own way. Don't think currency. Think fourths. It's simple.
I'm just saying, y'all sheep mentality, y'all just go with what was taught to you as a kid. I believe that is wrong.
It's not.
I believe that is put on this earth to confuse people.
9:25.
Like military times.
Military times kind of hot. It's kind of cool.
Excuse me?
It's pretty dope.
Like, I don't get it.
If someone just spits, you're like, hey, what time is it? They're like 17:33. It's like, that's tough.
I'm saying, but if you were never deployed and I look at your phone, it's in military time, who are you trying to impress?
That is also true. It's like, what are you doing?
You're like, you know, man, you were never an insurgent.
Never.
You never took down enemy insurgents.
You never held a rifle. You've never worn a hard hat helmet, ever.
You know what I mean? You didn't go through basics.
In trenches. No, you didn't in sniper school.
You didn't sing cute hymns over a beach.
No, you... You didn't get deployed at Normandy. What are you doing? Put it in regular.
You know what I mean?
Can you? If I spit times, would you be able to tell me them?
Excuse me?
If I spit you military times right now, can you tell me them?
Absolutely not, but you could try. I'll give you a genuine try.
Okay, what's 22:10?
2:10. 22. Wait, no. 22. So 12, 22. Oh, 10. What's the second part?
10.
10. No, what'd you say? What was your time?
22:10.
10:10.
Hey!
What's 15:43? You looked blank. Oh my God, you... Stop. Close your ass. You literally looked like someone went, come here, and took your soul.
The only reason I knew that one is because I wanted to be in the junior ROTC. They seemed like they had great times.
Bro, they tried to recruit the shit out of me. And I don't know if that, like, I don't... Is there a reason?
Because they normally
they
go after...
They recruit everyone, but they were heavy
and
on me.
I'm not trying to be mean when I say this. They generally try to target people with bad grades and low income. That's a genuine fact. That's a fact. So you're either one of them. Like, that's what they do. You know what I mean? Like, that's a fact.
I was super middle class and I had great grades. So why were they coming after me?
They were probably like, look at that.
They were like, dude, if we get him, we have a reason to order the XL helmets. We got to get him.
You were an inventory piece?
I'm talking about they came to my house, bro. Like, it was...
No,
ROTC knocked on my door. I'm like, is my FBI agent leaking my COD, my KD?
They're like, he has great KD ratio.
He has great thumb movement on the sticks. We need to give him a real gun. Like, relax.
No, but I did want to be in junior ROTC because
What did you not do? What did you not want to do?
I was in debate class, and it was in a portable. And our portable had...
I don't like that. Don't call it a portable.
That's what it was called.
I don't like that. It's called a barrack.
If I was in the military, it would be a barrack. It was a portable.
Barrack.
Those are portable classes.
No, no, no.
You could port them. Portable.
No. Are they portable? Yes. Do they move often? No.
I don't know how much they move.
You move from A to B and you leave them there. It's a barrack.
Barracks are for military.
But they use it for that as well.
We were not in military. We were in debate class.
It's not portable. Anyway.
And so I was in debate class, and it was in a portable outside. It was right by the track and field. And all of the ROTC kids would go around singing songs. And they were so passionate. And I'm a future Army veteran. You know what I mean? And I wanted to be a part of something. And they seemed like they had great friends. And a lot of my rat tail friends were in there elementary school.
Oh, I bet. They were itching, running their half miles. They were just...
And so I was like, I want to be in the junior ROTC. And so I remember at lunch one day, the ROTC people were in the lunchroom, and they had the pull-up bar going.
Oh, God. That used to frighten me to my core.
And so, I don't know, something was inviting about that. And they're like, everybody was cheering on the people that were going, and I've never been cheered on in my life.
You're so, like, I'm going to give it a shot.
So I went. They looked at my grades, and they're like, that checks out. Come on.
They go, hey, seems dirty.
And so I get up.
That's so mean, I'm kidding.
And I couldn't get the first pull-up. I couldn't get up. And so the military guy said, cross your legs. And pull them back.
Oh, my God.
I had a grown man spotting me in front of the lunchroom. And I looked over, and my crush was recording me and laughing. And that's the day my military dreams died.
I ate
lunch in the bathroom that day. right in the handicap stall, more space. I was going to do it in my car, but I didn't have money for gas, so I couldn't run the gas out.
Whoa.
It was like junior year. You know, basketball wasn't certain. Grades were piss poor. All-time loneliness. All my rat friends were there, so I wanted them. So in the bathroom, man.
I still thought this is seventh grade.
Oh no!
You got spotted on a pull up in front of a grown woman when you have a car and you ate in a stall. Holy shit! You have so, bro. I mean this with the most love. I feel like there's so much trauma that you have that we gotta bring it out.
My whole
it's got to be shared with the world because there's so many people that you can help.
Oh, I have lunch horror stories. My whole senior year, I ate lunch alone in my car listening to Call Her Daddy. I was listening to Alex Cooper and Sophia Franklin telling me how. One day I was really into theater. I've always been a musical kid. I loved theater. And so the weekend before, I went to the theater. They were doing like West Side Story or something. And Pedro, he was doing really good. And he was like my favorite actor. He was same class. Shout out to Pedro. His little brother watches this. And so I was really into theater.
You had an idol that was the same age.
And so, and then I went to my counselor and I was like, can I switch into the theater class to like do side stage, like lighting and stuff? They said no. And so I was like, but I'm still going to be a part of it. And so I ate lunch behind the stage for 2 weeks in high school. It was so dusty back there. Boy, it smelled horrible.
You know what I'm like imagining right now? Mm-hmm. Holy shit.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, oh my God, it's so funny. Like not at the trauma part. But,
okay.
Bro, you know those people, and if you're this person, I'm sorry, but it's a real thing. You know those people that kind of just like, they force themselves into like a group or a friendship or a conversation? Yeah. You were 100% that kid.
What do you mean?
And you didn't need to be. That's what makes it funny.
You think I would... I think...
You got told no to theater, so you eat behind their curtain for 2 weeks?
I didn't talk to nobody.
What a freak. And exactly. That's my point. You sat there, and you were like, dude, maybe Pedro will just come out. He'll see me. Maybe I can crack a joke, and I'll be in there.
No, but it's
like,
more...
Like, imagine at the lunchroom, right? Mm-hmm. Say the whole basketball team sitting at this table.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one kid.
Mm-hmm.
He loves Steph Curry, right? He always wears the jersey.
Yeah.
Matches horribly.
Yeah.
But he thinks he's really basketball-minded. He just kind of sits next to him, just waits for one day. Who's better, Magic or Steph? And he goes, oh, God.
it's my time.
And he literally turns, and now he's a basketball player.
But that's I've always been like that with things that I want in life. Like whenever I was wanted to,
that's good though.
I wanted a basketball scholarship. So I remember I tried to spend as much time during the summer in a gym. I would go to the 24-hour fitness by my house in Pflugerville. You remember that? Mm-hmm. And I would sit there all day. I would work out, and then when I got tired, I would eat lunch there. I would like chill out, take a nap in there. I think that helps, like making myself better.
Bro, I did that when we were young. Bro, we were there.
Why'd you get so serious?
All day. Sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't.
Yeah, no, I did that all the time.
No, that I was laughing so hard. It like drained me. That shit though, I'm right there with you. I would literally go to 24 Hour Fitness. I'd be there for maybe 8-9 hours a day.
So why the hell did you laugh at me when I ate lunch in the theater? It's the same thing.
You were eating lunch in the black box when the theater kids were practicing. They were reading their lines and you're sitting there down in applesauce. That's weird.
Yeah.
You were drinking chocolate milk while Pedro was getting off his monologue.
Never ate lunch in a bathroom?
I ate lunch in one of three locations.
Popular kids table.
Entire high school career. In the lunchroom, in the basketball locker room, with my coach when he was doing PE, when he was coach of PE.
See, popular kids, non-popular kids.
I was not a I mean...
Cam, the reason... This is... And Cam told me the story, and he's gonna deny it.
I'm not gonna deny
this
it.
This is how Cam became... He wanted to be with the cool kids so bad.
I don't know.
He wanted to be with the black kids. He wanted to be in with... That's true, Cam.
What?
You're like, I love the black culture. I want to be involved.
No.
And so
in
your ghetto-ass, ratchet-ass school, with that stuffed-ass wolf in your hallway. This is exactly what Cam did. He walked to the lunchroom. He was nerdy and nasty and big.
What Cam is this? This wasn't me.
He had his TI-85 and 18 pencils in the back.
I used to collect pencils in grade school.
So this is how you know the story's true.
That's how I stabbed myself in the YMCA.
Exactly. This is how you know the story's true. So Cam walks into the lunchroom. He hears all the kids of my culture. He hears this.
This is not this.
Yeah.
Thing,
and so Cam's like, oh, I like that funky beat.
I like that mix they got going.
And so Cam.
Is that acapella?
And yes or no, did you say, hold the fuck up, I got a 16 for y'all, and you spit with them? Yes or no, did you do that? And then, whenever it was a little if, you didn't get the reaction you wanted, y'all hear that new Lil Durk, and you would recite lyrics of King Von and Lil Durk, and so they automatically respected you.
Absolutely not.
Cam.
That is a fairy tale.
That's why you had so many pencils, because you were hitting the beat like this.
No bullshit though, you're on to something with that one. I did not say, hold the fuck up, I got a 16. I was the beat guy though.
Exactly.
Anytime they wanted to rap, they were like, "Hey, yo, Cam, hit a beat."
Exactly.
I had rhythm. I was accepted.
Culture vulture. Culture vulture.
No, they completely accepted me and loved me.
Cam, yes or no? Did you walk in your first day of freshman year with a do-rag on?
Okay, what are we? No. If I did that, I would have been in a fight. No, but actually, my first day of freshman year, I had a Hollister shirt tucked into chinos with my belt on and Sperry's.
And then you dropped your first beat. You saw the reaction they gave you, and you were like,
"Went home,
I'm copping the waves."
Made a SoundCloud mixtape, shaved the hair, got a Dewey, pulled up next day in some Jordan 4s, and I was like,
"Oh, you're playing with tricky territory."
I was like, "What's up?"
All right, let's get the women on real quick.
The You Should Know Podcast.
All right, we got Ashlyn and Mama Lip back week two, 2 weeks in a row.
The women of You Should Know.
The women of You Should Know. The women. Okay, how are we feeling this week? Can we say that y'all lost the debate? All three of y'all. I won 3-on-1 of the babe and baby thing.
Was on your side.
No,
she was not.
Oh, she's on.
I did say it was in the tone of how you say it makes it slightly better.
Agreed.
But I still. If you're going to call me baby behind closed doors. Unless. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you won,
yeah, I did. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you. Yeah. I won.
I'm not going to lie. You didn't even win. You body bagged.
I body bagged.
It was like a landslide
victory.
Like 89 to like 92% were baby.
Half the women just like the way he said it.
That's very true. It was all women in the comments talking about, yeah, I like the way Peyton says it.
Peyton can call me baby anytime. Keep going. Peyton can call me baby anytime. Damn, if he said it like that, I'd be done with my man. Hey, P.
That's the Peyton girlies. Shout out to my Peyton girlies out there.
Shout out to Peyton girlies, even though half you spell his name wrong.
No, I've seen some wild ways people have spelled
someone,
my name.
Bro, the worst one ever was someone spelt your name like it was a 12-year-old white girl. P-E-I-G-H-T-O-N,
yeah.
I said...
Well, she might have been young.
That's true. I saw somebody spell my name P-A-D-E-N.
They always spell mine wrong.
Peyton?
Peyton.
I always forget Ashley with two N's.
No,
I didn't know that until like 2 years ago.
Wait, your name's with two N's?
Ashlyn.
You didn't know there's two N's at the end or an N?
No bullshit. I think I have your name as with one.
That's
name.
Me too. And then she was in my
her
phone.
Instagram name, like she was just trying to be like.
Yeah, like.
Oh no, I have two ends. I have two ends. I'm Gucci. Never mind. Sorry.
Okay, so we're at the. Okay, this is strange, right? And I know I shouldn't think this way, but I'm at the. We're 25, about to be 26. Or 20. You're 26.
26.
You're about to be 26. You're about to be 25. Mm-hmm. So I'm 25. And now I'm on Instagram, right? And I still follow people that I grew up with, right? And we're all the same age. Mm-hmm. I still get that weird ass feeling when I see people getting like married and having kids.
Weird.
I'm like, what the fuck? I was like, how the hell are you doing?
We still feel young in our heart.
It's because we all grew up together.
Yeah, we still feel young in our heart.
But I'm like, I think of like oopsie daisy, like, oh, I'm so sorry. But like, they tried. Because like we're like I still think like I'm like 17 and 18.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, oopsie, should have worn a contraceptive with that one. That wasn't on purpose.
Oh, like, did you announce like they're pregnant?
Yeah.
That's different. That's different than a proposal.
Did you think oopsie when we got married?
No. Because I was with y'all.
But they didn't know it. But they didn't go to high school with us.
Yeah.
It was right out of high school. We spent all of college together.
But I'm saying your high school. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, your high school friends. Like, I'm like, oh shit, like when it's on, like I'm on Facebook.
Right,
like,
and it's like, that's old as hell.
I'm like, oh shit, she's with him, with him? Because sometimes old high school people that didn't even talk in high school.
Yes!
They
yes!
Up, I'm like, Murray. Wait, yes. whoa. He was like the high school quarterback and she was, I don't know
in
what
the theater,
she
was.
The theater, yes. Yeah, she was a theater girl.
Oh,
and they have like, that happened in my high school recently. This guy that I hung out with in high school, like he was like a football player, like a center in football. And he's married and has a kid with this girl that like we knew she existed, but like no one had interactions with her.
No.
Yeah, strange.
Bro, that's one thing. It's the kids that weren't in the limelight that end up being sexy as hell, smart as hell.
That's me, brother.
Stuff like that. Like,
you're still in the limelight.
I was not in the. What do y'all think I was like in high school?
Starting basketball,
okay,
puss slayer.
School, think about how many light skinned biracial kids there were. We were one of five in each of our schools.
There wasn't literally many light skinned girls.
Yeah,
in
we
my
weren't
age.
Cute until we got to college.
No,
all
I was.
Us.
I was the ugly girl. Like, no, yes. I don't even know if
yes.
I can say this.
Okay.
Never
mind. No, I know what you mean.
But y'all thought that I was the popular kid in high school.
You definitely you weren't the, like, damn sure I wouldn't consider
you freshman year of college. I would have thought you were popular.
100%. Like, I wouldn't deem you as you're not gonna win prom king, but everyone knows Peyton.
There wasn't many tall light skinned.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone knows you,
but I didn't act like
fine.
The stereotype of like
not, bro. That was me. I did not do like anything extraordinary, but I was simply tall. I was in a lot of things, and I was on varsity.
But you know
so
me,
knows me.
But you know how I acted in school. You know, I was wearing tails and like Supras.
Exactly.
Like, I wasn't cool.
Holy shit! That's the tallest kid in the school. Oh, he has Supras, tails, and suspenders.
And I was walking around the halls with a skateboard. And I didn't know how to skateboard.
He has a Velcro binder.
Exactly. Like, I wasn't the cool kid.
But everyone knew you. There's being the cool kid, and then there's just
people
literally having popularity.
But the only reason people knew me is. It was because of basketball, like when the news would come and like college, they'd be like, they're there for Peyton. He's like that.
That
but I wasn't cool. Like, I didn't go to parties and hang out.
Bro, I didn't go to, I literally might have went to one high school party. Like, I didn't go to any until like.
I wasn't allowed.
Can't say the same.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, y'all were crazy.
I wasn't allowed. Yeah, my mom
no,
knew where I was
in
at.
High school, I wasn't. College, yeah.
Well, college, I was loose.
College, I was like.
Yeah. Never mind. I'm not gonna get into that. But speaking of the whole marriage and proposal thing,
okay,
I got ridiculed for this. I genuinely would not have a problem if I was dating a girl for a long time and she proposed to me.
That's the new thing now.
Would you ever propose to a guy?
No.
Would I?
That's just my opinion.
Would I? Yes, but I don't want to. I want someone to do it for me.
Yep.
You would,
Ashlyn. You would not get
you
on a knee for a guy.
No,
don't lie for the cameras,
no
Ashlyn.
Shot.
Be
no,
for real.
I would. I do. I have that in me. Yes, but I.
Oh,
want
you don't.
You,
oh, she's lying.
I want
okay.
You to get on one knee for me. I want that.
I'm asking you, Ashlyn. You in your real life, you were dating a guy for 5 years,
Ashlyn. You're
and
never
he didn't propose
him.
To you. You would get on one knee and propose.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Exactly. There
exactly.
We go.
Okay.
So, what? Why?
Oh why?
God, here we
I
go.
Want,
dive
I,
into
I
it.
I want to be chosen. I want to be picked by my mate.
Why can't the guy feel the same
I
way?
I want to be chosen.
I choose you in every other way. No,
when you're proposing to me. You like we're choosing each other.
Okay.
Right.
But okay. But what if me and you live? We're dating for 8 years.
Watch it.
God, that'd be a nasty relationship. That'd be the dumbest household. So me and you live. We're dating, right? I love you so much, Liv.
This.
I love you so much, Liv.
Stop winking.
I'm so sorry. We're dating, right?
Yep.
we've been talking about marriage, but I haven't done it. Why wouldn't you get on a knee for me, Liv?
Because I feel like through this whole relationship, like I've been choosing you this whole time. I'm not saying that you haven't chosen me. Mm. I feel like my time has come to where it's your time to. No, y'all, they're
going
to come for you.
No, go.
Be a man and get on all of
me. Listen. Okay. No, I think it's time.
That's just how I was raised.
It's because of society. The man was always supposed to do it. And so as girls, when we grow up, we're taught that a man is going to do that. Now I think society's changing. But at the end of the day, I want my man to get down on one knee.
Why would you not want to do that for your woman?
I'm not saying I don't want to do it, but I have problems with my insecurity. What if I'm like, even if I'm dating a girl for 10 years, why do you like me? And so I want you to show me, get on that knee for me, girl, pop that ring.
So you would say yes if a girl proposed to you?
Oh my God, I would open up like a book.
And first of all, the guys didn't even get their rings until marriage, so that wouldn't even work.
But I would buy my man his ring.
Cameron did not get his ring until the day that, because you can't walk around with an engagement ring.
That's changing now, though. That's changing now.
Because he did not get, where is it at? He did not get this. I always pick the wrong hand. He did not get this until at that altar, the day of our wedding.
And I want my ring before. I want the girl to say, Peyton, she takes me to Italy, right? We're on a nice vineyard, right? There's grapes
for miles.
Wine, a nice river. I'm not saying I'm talking about for me. There's grapes, there's wine, a nice river, and a boat. She takes me to all my favorite places. She makes a book, a scrapbook of all our favorite memories together.
Like the Bachelor on ABC. Right,
exactly.
Now.
And then she has a secret camera person hidden in the bushes somewhere.
I know exactly. Yeah.
And then she grabs me by my waist and she kisses me in the mouth, and she goes, baby, I love you so much. Thank you for everything you've done. She pulls up her skirt. She gets on a knee.
Down on her skirt.
And then she pulls it up. She gets on one knee and she goes, Peyton Stephen Harden, will you marry me? I would cry like Timberlake. Cry me a river.
You wouldn't cry like that if you proposed to your woman?
I would. I'm talking about the difference. I'm saying
Cameron.
I'm saying why can't that happen for me?
It can.
You have to make that a boundary in your relationship.
Yep. That's just the conversation.
Oh God, y'all are no fun.
What do you mean we're no fun? I'm just saying, like,
if my man wanted that, I would be like, okay, so once you propose, I'll set up a proposal for you and you can get your ring too. I would do that.
Okay.
So he has stipulations.
Yes.
That's wrong.
Why?
I want to be chosen.
I want to be chosen too.
What if your man says the same exact thing?
I want to be chosen.
I'll choose you, but I want to be chosen first because everybody always quits and leaves on me. So I want to be chosen.
All right. Okay.
But I want to be chosen.
That was another episode.
Thanks, guys, for coming.
Okay, I won't take it there. But that's why I want to be chosen.
Okay, playing devil's advocate. You're right. Why can the man not say the same thing?
He can.
I'm playing devil's advocate, and I'm supporting my brother P.
I'm being genuine. I want a girl to get on a knee for me. I want to be proposed to.
Then find you a girl that'll propose to you, Peyton.
Yeah, you have to say it in a boundary.
Okay, but every time I've brought it up, it's like, that's weird.
Okay, then.
Like, even by my homies, they're like, that's weird.
It is weird. I just think
about it. It's because of how we grew up. It's how we grew up.
I got on my knee. I envision
everything. Because we go, oh my God. Things up. I was talking about, I envision this. I envision that. Like, you'll say, I've never envisioned myself being a dad.
Exactly.
Like, I have envisioned someone getting down on one knee for me. Like, that's just what my life has always looked like.
And we, as girls, we imagine
that
stuff.
Did I do a good
stuff.
Job?
You did a great job.
Some guys imagine, like, proposing to a good girl shit. And all these things, and some don't until they meet that person, and then they're like, I want that. I want to do that.
Would it be weird if I got on a knee for a girl and I said, can you join me? You get on a knee with me?
That's a bit strange. That's weird.
Now you're
at that
both
point.
Are down there like
yes. Now, yeah. It's the same thing as standing. You're just on knee. You're just scuffing a knee.
Why do we get on a knee for engagement?
I don't know. It's like showing them
because
that they're
you're
more.
You're showing him like, yes, this is for you.
You're showing him?
No, like what?
He should like
because you're showing
like,
him.
I'm showing my what are they? Dominance. My grace is my.
So why don't so women, why does why don't they get on the knee too to show that they're valid?
Yeah. Some do.
No, they don't. No,
Ashton's just talking. Ashton's just talking.
They're like, oh my God.
Liv said she blacked out.
I did black.
I remember that.
I gave her a whole. Yeah, you were crying in the bushes. Mm-hmm. You're like,
I was fucking hot too. I never got compensated for that word. Just want to put that out there. It was 110 degrees.
Yeah, you did.
I did eat with y'all.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Man, thank you so much for coming back. Episode 107 of the You Should Know podcast. We absolutely love y'all.
Merch is out right now. It's the same two exclusive pieces that dropped 2 weeks ago, this time in extra sizes. We have the same shirt available 2X to 4X,
yep.
And we have the same hoodie available 2X to 5X.
Yep.
Go check that out. It's the first link in the description. Everything else, Twitch, Discord, Facebook, the official Facebook, Patreon, it's all linked below. We absolutely love y'all. Confuse the casuals and get your good karma with this week's code. Leave it on Instagram posts, leave it in Patreon, leave it everywhere, leave it on this video especially. This week's code, SSS from earlier. What are you thinking, P? What is it? Remember you said it?
I don't remember what I said. Strong stream syndrome? That's
strong
what I'm talking about.
Stream syndrome.
Let's go.
SSS. We absolutely love y'all. Thank you for tuning in again.
And remember, 1 out of 10 koala bears don't make it home to Christmas. And we will see
Hello.
You next
Hello.
Time.
Oh, thanks. I like Jail. No, jail's a horrible option.